The idea that we can send and receive healing energy at a distance can be a little difficult to fathom for people who are new to this concept, and I understand that. It can seem impossible, the idea of energy traveling and connecting with another person, whether we're talking about an in-person session or a long-distance session, but I understand it might be especially difficult to comprehend how a long-distance session could work. So I just like to talk about that a little here. Modern science tells us now that what appears as matter is energy. Everything is energy. At the quantum level, atoms are not composed of physical particles, but rather vortices of energy that are in relation to one another. So everything in the universe exists in this interconnected field of energy. Every living being and material object emits and receives energy, and is continuously in relationship with everyone and everything else. This realization that what appears as a material object is actually energy, this was discovered in the early 1920s. And whether or not you've heard much about quantum physics, you have probably heard that a solid table, anything in our environment that we perceive as solid, is actually energy. There's much you can read about this, and I'm happy to provide links to various research on the topic if you'd like to delve into it more. It is fascinating. But basically, what we see happening is that science is catching up to what many ancient spiritual traditions have spoken about all along. They continue to have different terms from one another, different language, but at the heart of it, they are pointing to the same truth. That we are energy beings, and we are all connected. Though scientists have witnessed it, they are still working to understand the mechanics of it. Einstein in 1930 called it spooky action at a distance. And today, scientists use the word entanglement. What they say is that entanglement arises naturally when two particles are created at the same point and instant in space. So one experiment demonstrating this is they took one particle and split it into two equal-sized particles. Then the two were separated by a distance of 14 miles or so, I believe it was. They found that anything they did to the one particle simultaneously created a reaction in the other particle. And there are many other ongoing studies and focus on this to understand why this is so. But nonetheless, mainstream science is seeing and attesting to what used to be relegated to the realms of mysticism. What some ancient cultures, the spiritually attuned, have passed down through the generations. Highly advanced in this way, they already knew that we are energy beings, light beings. Everything is made of this, and everything is connected. So everything and everyone affects everything and everyone else. It's no longer just a quaint saying, we are all one or we are all connected. Science is finding that this is literally the truth. And they are even starting to understand that it is by our focus, what scientists call the observer in the equation. The observer is what changes the outcome. This is what creates a specific result. So it can be said in the process of facilitating an energy healing session, it is attention and intention. This is how we align with healing life force energy and how it is possible to connect with another. To conduct a healing session, no matter the distance, space and time are not prohibiting factors at the quantum level.